Catholic bishops were today meeting with political leaders from Israel and Palestine in an effort to help broker a lasting peace. Philippa Hitchin is travelling with the delegation of Catholic bishops from Europe and the United States and has just filed this report.
I'm here in the bustling town of Ramallah in the West Bank at the headquarters of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Pictures of former chairman Yasser Arafat can be seen everywhere on the walls, on shop awnings and on street signs, alongside a couple of prominently displayed pictures of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Just a few moments ago, our delegation of bishops from Europe and the United States celebrated Mass at the Catholic Church here in Ramallah. Right now, they're meeting with President Abbas, telling him that they have shared firsthand some of the sufferings and deprivations experienced by the Palestinian people on a daily basis. They're also stressing to the Palestinian leader the need for a united front in their negotiations with Israel, in other words, an end to the conflict between Fatah and Hamas. The bishops are also calling for a clear rejection of violence and recognition of Israel's right to exist by all elements of Palestinian society. And they're stressing to Chairman Abbas the importance of rebuilding the international community's confidence in his Palestinian authority. Earlier on Wednesday, some of the delegation and local church leaders met in Jerusalem with Israel's Deputy Prime Minister Shimon Peres. The bishops told him there is enormous interest in the situation in the Middle East in their home countries, and they said they were looking for bold gestures to break the cycle of fear that is driving Palestinian anger and Israeli policies. They also stressed the need for strong economic development to offer hope to people in this region, and they expressed concern that the negotiations on the fundamental agreement between Israel and the Holy See have not yet been completed. For his part, Shimon Peres said he understood the bishops' concerns, stressing the vital need to encourage development initiatives that make people self-sufficient rather than dependent on development aid. He also said the Israeli government is committed to working out the fundamental agreement at the highest level. With the next round of negotiations due at the end of this month, the bishops will be watching closely to see if the Israeli government will be willing to act on these encouraging words. In Ramallah, I'm Philippa Hitchin.
Meanwhile, efforts at reconciliation were boosted today when Israel said it hoped to release nearly $100 million in withheld Palestinian tax revenues to President Abbas by Friday. The move should help make overdue salary payments to Palestinian public sector workers, who were hard hit by a Western and an Israeli embargo of the Hamas-led government.